following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, Cappy Kicks, and I'm here to kick you up out of that chair so you can learn to be a stronger, faster, and cooler person like me. So if you're ready, then let me teach you how to kung fu. Welcome to my podcast, Let's Learn Kung Fu. I'm your host, Cappy Kicks, and today I'm going to go over some benefits, cons, and expectations for when you start Shaolin Kung Fu. Before I do that, let me talk a little bit about my history in Kung Fu. Hi, I'm Cappy Kicks, and I've done Shaolin Kung Fu for 9 years in the Bay Area. I've reached first degree black belt, and I went to a tournament called Tiger Claw twice, once in 2024 and 2025, where Kung Fu practitioners go to not only train their Kung Fu, but also go to meet other cool people and experience what it is like to be in a tournament setting. I've also been a black belt instructor and have taught students for about 3 years. Today, I'm gonna go over some of the benefits and cons that I've experienced myself, which I believe will not only help you understand how to get better at Kung Fu, but also in general, just know what to expect and not get shocked when you see it for the first time. But first, let me talk about what is Kung Fu. Well, Kung Fu is a way of life. It's a way of life that isn't meant to be done alone, because in reality, you don't do a lot of things by yourself all the time. For example, when you go to class, there's always other people there. Or when you hang out with your friends, it's always more fun because you're hanging out with more people. Or it just depends on who you are. In Kung Fu, you're going to be training with a few to a lot of people in a class, depending on your class size and what belt level you are. But to get better at Kung Fu, it's not only about who's the strongest, right? It's about how you connect with other students like yourself, because it's a community-based sport. A community where all ages from old to young to somewhat your age will go to train for an hour or hours even after class. You all will wear a similar uniform, which for Kung Fu would be mostly black, but it just depending on where you go. And you'll follow a belt system that is a progression sport. A progression sport that you start from no belt and you progress all the way to black belt and above that to showcase that you've learned basics for that belt, self-defense, application kicks, and in general know how to defend yourself with given basics that you've learned. You'll also learn mentality through Kung Fu. A mentality that you won't be the best at something when you first try it, and you're definitely going to fail a ton. But I believe that if you keep fighting at it and you keep going at it, practicing, you're going to get there eventually, regardless of how long it takes, because it's going to take a while. I can tell you, for one of my skills I had to learn, called the Black Dragon, it took me about, I would say, almost a whole year. But it was because, for me, it's hard to do certain things. And some things will be easier for other people, while some things will be harder for you. And that's what makes Kung Fu fun. The ability to keep progressing, no matter how hard something is, as long as you keep going. So before I end this section off, let me leave you with a quote that my Shifu taught me. Never say can't, and always do your best. Those are two aspects that if you put them in the back of your mind always, you're always going to be able to push forward. Because if you take the T away from can't, and you think you can do it, you can push through things that you've never thought you could before. So now that you know how and why Kung Fu is a great sport, I'm going to walk you through some of the pros and cons now, as well as what makes a good place to practice Kung Fu, how to find a good community. Because at the end of the day, those people around you are going to be there for the long run. And for me, that really made the difference from a hard day being an easier day. So, without further ado, let's get into it and let's learn some Kung Fu. Now let's get into the pros and cons. First, I'm going to let you know that I'm going to do two pros and their corresponding cons. And then we'll get into what makes a good community and how to find one to start Kung Fu. First of all, I'm going to talk about the pro of physical and mental training. The fact is, in Kung Fu, there's many ways to get fit. And if you really want to get fit, I promise you, you are. For example, when I did Kung Fu and still do, we would do relays, we would also lift weights, we would do rotation with weights, as well as like free weights and different exercises that are constantly working you out. From whether it be for 30-second intervals to a whole minute of just straight exercise. And then you'd rotate to the next thing or a next technique that they want you to practice. The more you get into it, the more you'll get, your body will improve. But initially, it's definitely going to be hard. But I believe through these drills, you're also going to get the pro of teamwork, because you're not only doing it by yourself, you're doing it with other people who are trying to do their best just like you. And it also trains your mental. For example, my Shifu once said that in the summer, you train your body, while in the winter, you train your mind. Because in summer, it's way easier to train because it's just hot. You can just go outside and work out and it will look like a training montage in your favorite Rocky movie. Versus when it's cold, you want to sit inside and drink some hot cocoa and or something that's warm and not really go outside and work out. But as you train more and more, you'll realize that regardless of the weather, you're going to have to train. And it won't be as bad. Just put on a jacket and work out, because that's how it is. A con, however, is that sometimes you'll get injured, and injuries can be unexpected and varying degrees of pain. And while you might be sore the next morning, or you might not be able to walk the next morning, depends on how much care you put into your recovery. Because you can work out really hard, but you need to make sure you recover just as well. So make sure to ice your bruises once you have them. And next, I want to talk about connections. Connections last a lifetime. You have friends, families, and shifus that will not only see you at your worst, but also see you at your best, which they always want you to do and be. But we all know that you can't be at your best all the time. And these connections really do last a lifetime, because you're not only struggling through the most difficult things in your life sometimes and trying to work out, but they're always there for you. And they're not gonna just leave you behind if you fall behind. No, some people, and just like my friends, would stick behind and even do extra just so you can catch up, which I believe is a great part of Kung Fu. However, Kung Fu is hard, and this is a con. Because while it is hard, and that's the point, it's gonna be hard regardless, sometimes people might not be able to get past a problem, and sometimes they might quit. And your friends that you've grown so close to over such a long time are going to go to another place. And you might feel alone. But I promise you, it's going to be okay. And if you see this happening and they're struggling, why don't you go over and talk to them, man or woman? Because fact is, they're your friend. And you can, they would do the same for you if you were struggling. So it not only teaches you how to be a really good friend, but also understand that it's hard. And if you know that's hard, then I believe you're gonna do really good in Kung Fu and get past it. And lastly, let's talk about community. There's a few things that make community really special, but finding the right place is what I want to talk about. First, you have teachers. You should ask them what they teach and what they value, because that's important too. You also can look on Yelp to find places, because there's definitely a lot of places in the Bay Area and all over the world. And you can also look at the reviews. You also should look at the curriculum and see if they're teaching what you want to learn. Look at how far they are for distance, for example, because you need to understand how far you need to go. And you can ask your family if anyone's done anything and recommend an area, which my family did too. Look at their accomplishments, see if they're really good or have gone somewhere that you might want to go. Many aspects make up a good community. And I believe if you put in the work to find one, you're going to be surprised and find a place that you can call your home. So, let's learn one life lesson before I end this off. And for my last segment, I'll be going over a life lesson of the day, a core value of Kung Fu, and how to incorporate it into your day, and a Kung Fu joke at the end, just for you. So, today we talked about mentality. like earlier explained in the episode, we talked about how working hard is important, and while that might look different for all ages, since Kung Fu isn't just for young kids, fit kids, or in general, a kid, it can be for an adult or older person, you should know that while it is important to work hard, you have to have fun. But what would that look like? Well, it looks different for everyone. And some people even enjoy working hard as their part of Kung Fu that's fun. For example, I like working hard to not only improve on my forms to have fun because it looks cool, but also just so I don't get hurt later on, because that's important too. Breaks are important in Kung Fu, not only because if you don't have breaks, you're gonna burn out, but also to showcase your best when the Shifu calls on you. Because if you're always tired all the time, you won't be able to help others or in general help yourself do your best when they call on you to show off, and you might have to redo it more and lose more time and get more tired. Thus, it's important to not only have fun, but also take breaks. Plus, there's many ways to have fun. For example, you can connect with others too, like competing with your friends or racing with your friends to see who can do the most push-ups in the time given, to even flipping with your friends when you learn that, but that won't be for a while. Or just during water breaks, just enjoying the water that they give you because you don't get that many. Kung Fu is made of not just community, but also practices. And if you don't have either or, it's gonna feel kind of like a broken puzzle and you didn't get enough of the pieces to finish the full thing. Thus, it's important to not only have fun, but also work hard. So it's like a balance, like a seesaw. You definitely need balance to not only improve, but also just keep moving forward. A way you can do this in your normal life, which is my call to action, is to plan your time. Because organizing your time for Kung Fu isn't just important, it's important for Kung Fu and in general real life. Because if you're always working all the time and don't have time to play, or even don't know how much time you have in the day, then you're gonna lose out on precious time that you could spend doing things that you love, like Kung Fu, guitar, or like an instrument that you like, or just spend time with family and friends. Thus, here's my call to action. I want you to, if you already do, that's good. But if you don't have a planner, then write down on a piece of paper what you normally do in the day, whether it be from morning to night or just whenever your day starts to when it ends. And it's different for everyone, so don't worry if it's all the way from 12 o'clock to like 12 o'clock the next day, you know? And next, I want you to come up with a list of what you think is important to you for fun and your work items. Put your fun first, to a certain degree. Don't put all fun, but definitely put like one or two activities in there, and then schedule your actual hard tasks around that. Because if you know when you're gonna have fun, then working hard makes it so much easier. And for me, I think that helped me a lot because I would have to go to Kung Fu every day. And just like I'm about to say, Kung Fu is a commitment. If you don't have the time to go to Kung Fu and actually put in the time to practice after, then you're gonna stay the same. And it's important to practice so you not only not get hurt, but also can improve and showcase your skills and look cool in general, because that's what we came here for, right? So this wraps up the end of my first episode of Let's Learn Kung Fu, and I hope you learned something, and thank you for listening. But we're not done yet. First of all, let me share the joke of the day, because we're gonna have to do that every day, so you not only maybe have a laugh, or just think, wow, this joke was terrible. No, the joke is, why do Kung Fu fighters always carry a map? Well, in case they need to do a roundhouse trip to the opponent. A roundhouse is a kick. Anyways, when I wrap out class, I normally do an outro, and this outro will be a chant, so let's do it. Stand up, find an open area where you can jump and spin to your right, and when I say on your mark, you're gonna clap your hands next to your knees 3 times, and then thrust your fists into the air and jump and yell at something you like to do for fun. Are you ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, Kung Fu. Thank you for listening, and I'm glad you're here. Signing off, Cappy Kicks. Huh.